This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It does appear that fall has arrived and intends to stay. In fact, it seemed a bit more like winter than fall the other last couple of days here. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, if you're a deer hunter, you probably wonder where the rut is and when it's coming. It's still a little bit early, although there's been a few signs that the rut is beginning to fall into place. It doesn't officially show that as far as results. And though results resemble last year's success, the archery deer harvest does not yet show any indication that the rut is fully underway, at least up to October 15th. Now, results as of October 15th show Illinois deer hunters had harvested a preliminary total of 11,396 whitetails. Last year's harvest during the same period was 11,335. The top five counties for archery harvest during, at least at this point, were Jefferson with 311, Pike with 303, Fulton with 290, Williamson with 236, and Franklin with 234. The harvest at that point consisted of 66% does and 34% males. Once the rut is fully underway, that number will probably reverse. Results for local counties followed by the previous year's total for the same period show Calhoun County archers bagging 88 deer compared to 114. Greene County hunters harvested 137 compared to 128. Archers in Macoupin County had recorded 204 compared to 186, while Morgan County hunters tagged 111 compared to 110. The archery harvest in Jersey County for the same period was 86 compared to 109. The Madison County archery harvest stood at 162 compared to 190, and Montgomery County hunters had bagged 128 deer compared to 144, while the Bond County harvest totaled 74 compared to 44. Now, more crops are removed from the fields, more reports are expected to come in from hunters seeing deer. Best of all, the hunting will only improve during the next few weeks with the rut getting underway. And the Illinois archery deer season continues through January 14th. The season temporarily closes during the two long weekends of firearm deer hunting, which are scheduled for November 17th through the 19th and November 30th through December 3rd. A special muzzleloader season is scheduled for December 8th through the 10th, and hunters possessing the muzzleloader permits are also allowed to hunt during the second segment of the regular firearm deer season, which is November 30th through December 3rd. Special late season antlerless-only deer hunt is scheduled for December 28th through 31 and January 12th through 14th. There's not a whole lot of those counties open for the late season hunt here in the WSMI area, so be sure to check. Typically, the late season permits are available at licensed vendors statewide beginning about mid-December. In addition, hunters with unfilled county permits from the regular season, youth season, and the muzzleloader seasons may also hunt during this special season, provided their permits are valid for the particular county open to this hunt. So once again, we encourage you to check and see if your county is open for the late season antlerless hunt. It is important to note that the unfilled permits are valid only for the county which they were originally issued, and hunters wishing to utilize unfilled firearm or muzzleloader permits should check with the Department of Natural Resources to ensure their county is open for the late season hunt. And something else worth noticing is if you're a hunter with disabilities, with the upcoming waterfowl season approaching, the Kaskaskia River State Fish and Wildlife Area has hunting opportunities for hunters with disabilities. The Illinois Department of Natural Resources has designated two handicapped waterfowl hunting blinds at the Dry Lake area at Kaskaskia River State Fish and Wildlife Area, listed as the North and South blinds. The blinds for hunters with disabilities can be reserved by sending a postcard to the Kaskaskia River State Fish and Wildlife Area main office stating on which day which blind the hunter would like to reserve a hunt during the waterfowl season, and if more than one card is received for a specific date, there will be an in-house drawing. Now, the Kaskaskia River State Fish and Wildlife Area at Baldwin, Illinois, is located in the south central zone for the Illinois waterfowl hunting, and the south central zone opens November 11th. Requests for the handicap blind should be received on or before at the Kaskaskia River State Fish and Wildlife office. So please get those in quickly, and that's 10981 Conservation Road. That's 10981 Conservation Road, Baldwin, Illinois, 62217. And for more information, you can call the site office at area code 618-785-2555. That number again is 618-785-2555. Okay, we're back. And if you're into Raptors, you might be interested in attending a special event scheduled at Cahokia Mounds for November 4th. In fact, fall is the perfect time to check out the World Bird Sanctuary at Cahokia Mounds. They're hosting a Raptor Awareness Show in the Interpretive Center Auditorium on November 4th at 2 p.m. The free show will feature live birds of prey, possibly including owls, hawks, buzzards, kestrel, and eagle, as well as other birds. Sanctuary representatives will discuss the differences and similarities of the various species, as well as the different habitats and characteristics of each. The highlight of the show is when some of the birds fly above the heads of the audience. Now, the Cahokia Mound State Historic Site, administered by the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, is just 8 miles from downtown St. Louis in Collinsville, Illinois, off Route 55 and 70 at Exit 6, and Interstate 255, Exit 24 on Collinsville Road. Now, starting October 30th, the Cahokia Mounds Interpretive Center will shift to a 5 days a week schedule, closing on Mondays and Tuesdays until next spring. The center will be open Wednesday through Sunday from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m., and the grounds are open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. until dusk at Cahokia Mounds State Historic Site. Now, there is no admission fee, but a suggested donation of $7 for adults, $5 for seniors, $2 for children, and $15 for families is in place. For more information, you could call them there at 618-346-5160. That's 618-346-5160. Or you can go right to the website, which is www.cahokiamounds.org. That's www.cahokiamounds.org. Also, if you're a tournament fisherman, fishing tournament organizers may now begin applying for 2018 tournament permits. Applications may be submitted to the Illinois Department of Natural Resources through the IDNR's fishing tournament online accounts on the iFish Illinois website at https. That's www.ifishillinois.org. Now, however, catch results from the 2017 tournaments must be entered before fishing clubs and tournament trails will be allowed to request tournament dates for 2018. Applications are reviewed on a first-come, first-served basis. And the Illinois DNR is grateful for the compliance that the tournament anglers have shown with this process of online tournament applications and reporting. And that's according to Dan Stevenson, fisheries chief for the IDNR. He also salutes the staff for the Illinois History Survey, which oversees the tournament permit system. And tournament fishing is extremely popular in Illinois. In fact, for 2017, nearly 3,000 applications for fishing tournaments were received. The catch data submitted by tournament organizers is vital information needed for the management of the waters they fish. And as we talk about fishing, and even though it's quite cold out right now, we still have some very good fishing at each of Illinois' three large core lakes, particularly if you're into white bass and crappie. Both those species are red hot at all three lakes right now. At Carlisle, the fish are being taken, the white bass are being taken off the rocks, primarily shoreline rocks. And they're fishing very close to these rocks and catching good numbers of these fish on inline spinners. The crappie are a bit deeper, anywhere from 2 to 5 feet deep. And if you're looking for crappie at Wren Lake, this crappie bite has been superb there as well. They're catching good numbers of these fish in all types of live and commercial crappie baits. And they're catching them in some of the deeper brushy piles or fish attractors, we'll call it. At Shelbyville, the anglers are also finding good crappie action and good white bass action as well. Anglers are catching good numbers of these fish and both location at that location. Both species are very good. So as you can see, we got some great fishing to report as well. Okay, that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.